So we're still dealing with this Thanksgiving offering and the 40 loaves that it came with. So if they slaughtered the Thanksgiving offering inside the temple, and the bread was outside, and he quotes over here the Rambam that there was a place outside the Temple Mount. It was a special bakery. The bakery specialized in baking these special meal offerings for the temple, but the bread was still there. It hadn't been brought into, you know, the temple. So in that case over there, lo kadosh alechem. So the bread is not sanctified, and it can't be used with the offering. And we learn this out from verses. So we learn out that at the time that they slaughter the animal, the bread has to be there. It can't be somewhere else, you know. Then it's not sanctified and can't be used as the bread for that animal. Shchata ad shelo kamru b'tana. So too, if they were baking the breads, and in this case, I would assume that they're baking it now somewhere inside the Temple Mount, and the bread hasn't properly crusted in the oven yet, so it hasn't been properly baked. Even if just one of them wasn't properly baked, so they were all ready except one loaf wasn't ready, and then they slaughter the animal, so the breads are not ready and the animal slaughtered again, lo kadosh alechem, the breads are not sanctified, and that's all of them. Now you can't use all of these 40 loaves because one of them wasn't ready. So if you slaughter the animal with an outside of time intention or an outside of place intention, so the breads become sanctified and then they also become unusable. Whatever impurity you gave the animal with your incorrect intention, the kohen, so too does the bread take on that same imperfection. Shchata v'nimtzeis treifa, if you slaughter the animal and then you find that it's a treifa, let's say you open it up and find it's got a hole in its lungs, which means that you can't use it, right? It's not valid sacrifice. Lo kadosh alechem, so the bread does not become sanctified in that case. Shchata v'nimtzeis balas mum, if you slaughter it and it's got some sort of blemish, it's not a treifa, if it's got some sort of other blemish. Rebbe Lezer Omer Kadesh, v'chachamim Omrim Lo Kadesh. So now there's a dispute as to what the status of the bread is. Rebbe Lezer says the bread becomes sanctified, it becomes holy bread. And the rabbis say, no, it doesn't become sanctified. Shchata shelo lishma, if you slaughter the animal with the incorrect intention. So you've got a Toda, Thanksgiving offering over here, and he offers it, let's say, the Kohen, and he thinks this is a Shlomim offering. Remember all of those cases with the incorrect intention. So too, the animals that were brought at the time of consecration, or the animals that were brought on Shavuot, if they were also slaughtered with the incorrect name, Lo Kadosh Alechem, the bread is not sanctified in that case over there. So there's no dispute. Everybody agrees in those cases that the bread does not become holy bread.